All right, let's talk about livestock, and looks like it was not as wonderful as the last few days, but how do we describe Thursday's livestock trade?
Yeah, we tried to challenge yesterday's highs, weren't really able to take them out, and we've actually had a little bit of a nasty reversal lower in the fats and the feeders here today. So that is something we need to monitor, and the thing is, with how big this market is, you can go down $5, $6, $8 and it's just back to support. So that might be all it is here in the last couple of days. Hogs have hung in there. They are still positive last I looked. So that market continues to find buyers.
Box beef, we're past Labor Day buying now?
Yeah, I think so. But I've had actually a couple conversations on that this week where it doesn't really seem like people are deterred on the prices that they're seeing in the store, which is kind of crazy to me. But if people want the ground beef or want whatever is available at the store and they're going to pay for it, then so be it.
Lunch here at Farm Progress has mainly featured chicken and ham sandwiches, ham and cheese. I know the ribeye sandwich line was really long, but so it was also $12 to $19 for the sandwich.
Yeah.
So the beef is high.
Yes, it is. And when we start to see evidence of that deterring demand, then you will really see the market roll over. We haven't seen enough of it at this point to stall it out. And when that happens, it'll be ugly, but it hasn't happened yet.
And quick. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess until then, protection is needed?
Yeah, I think so, because the problem is by the time you know you want the downside protection, it's going to be more expensive than probably what anybody wants to pay. So that's just, I am constantly having downside protection, whether that's LRP or just outright puts in the market. You got to have something on it at all times, because we don't know when this ride's going to be over.
Can't drive a car without insurance. Can't farm without insurance. I guess you need some insurance protection for the for livestock revenue.
Huh? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Again, Mark Poole from Roach Ag. How do producers get a hold of you?
They can go to roachag.com.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yep.
Yesterday, the Agriculture Secretary announced a new plan designed to boost veterinarian numbers in rural America.
A challenge for years in rural America, a shortage of veterinarians. Thursday in Mississippi, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a new effort to address that.
USDA is issuing the Rural Veterinary Shortage Action Plan.
Speaking at Mississippi State University's College of Veterinary Medicine, the secretary explained components of the plan.
First, we are enhancing and streamlining USDA's veterinary grant programs. We are making an additional $15 million available for the Veterinarian Medicine Loan Repayment Program and streamlining the application process to collect less information and allow submission via an online portal.
Additional planned aspects include economic research to analyze rural veterinarian shortages, strategies to create a direct public service pipeline for veterinarians, and
we will work with veterinarian schools across the country to increase recruitment from rural America.
You are listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.